I got a bunch of stuff I'm trying to teach. Okay, James Ferris obviously pitched very well. We were okay offensively. I still saw a lot of things that were missing, you know, little things in the game. We didn't go to the right side a couple times and had kind of some sporadic at-bats at times. I don't feel like we're there yet offensively. But I thought Ferris pitched very well.
What have you liked about James these first two times?
A lot of command of his secondary stuff. Good command of the fastball, real good command of the fastball. I think tonight, I chart these things. I think I had five times that he didn't hit the location of his fastball, which is pretty good. But good command of his secondary stuff right now, real good command of secondary stuff, which is important for him. Because, you know, he's not a real hard thrower. So he's got to keep hitters off balance with secondary pitches, and he's done a good job with that in his last two outings.
Was there any debate about whether he would go back out in the ninth?
No, he only had 73 pitches
in the seventh
inning, so he's in good shape. And we've got to get him, you know, we got to get him the magical, I don't know why it's 120, but it's 120. I really don't. No, I'm not going
to
lie.
He has to throw 120 pitches?
No. I'm just saying that's the magical. Oh. We shut you down and get a new arm. I don't know why. Nolan Ryan would debate that. There's no such thing as a pitch limit, but I don't know why 120 is a magical number. I've never known that. But anyway, but yeah, we wanted to get his pitches up. You know, we just give him some endurance.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's no thought whatsoever.
And Jordan Berger, what have you liked seeing from him?
You know, he's done a good job. Now, Riley will catch tomorrow, and Riley was better on, was that Wednesday? I think it was on Wednesday. Yeah, I've kind of lost track of this week. Wednesday, he was better defensively. And all we're asking is that he gets when a young guy throws a strike, that we get the strike. And anybody that's aware of, you know, catchers have a tendency, if they don't stick the pitch, they let the pitch drop.
Mm-hmm.
And if they drop, you have a tendency to have that called a ball, even though we think it's a strike. And the video cameras that we have and videotape all our games say it's a strike. But when you let the ball drop, now it's not a strike. And when you have someone like Cross, again, we don't have a dominant, or I shouldn't say, we don't have a power staff. This pitching staff is not built off of 90 to 92 mile per hour arms.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple guys that can do that in Parmeter and some other guys. But we've got to get every pitch that we throw, so that's been crucial for Riley. So he did a good job on Wednesday, and I hope he'll do a good job tomorrow. It'll be good competition if he does.
Do you think Berger's stronger defensively as a
he
catcher
is today,
or at the plate?
For him individually?
Yeah.
Probably at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at the plate. He's really improved defensively. He really has. Jordan has really improved defensively over the last year and a half.
And what did you just say to them after tonight's game?
Oh, man, I had a bunch of notes.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm at this time of the year, it's so early, and we're still trying to get it. You know, we're still trying to grab an identity. We're still trying to figure out who we are and making sure all the new guys mesh with the old guys and making sure they get to know Coach Lopez. I mean, this has been the strangest year I've ever coached. I mean, it really is, you know. I mean, really. And I mean that very sincerely. I really commend these guys because it's been different. I mean, it really has. I mean, I wasn't here all fall.
Right.
And that's old news to the older guys who've been here, you know, with me. But to the new guys, I mean, I'm kind of intense in practice. I let our guys play in the games, but I'm pretty intense in practice. And I'm sure when January 24th rolled around and we started working out, I'm sure a lot of them went home and went, my God, who's this guy? You know? So it's a period of adjustment. And usually that adjustment period is taking place in October and November.
Mm-hmm.
Like my theory has always been for 32 years is they go home at Christmas time, lay in bed, scratch their head, go for a jog and go, oh yeah, he's really intense in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's been going on in January and February.
Right.
So it's been a little bit of adjustment, and that's why I'm trying to do as much teaching as I can right now after wins. And
do you feel like you have to rush it all in practice with trying to get everything?
No, I can't do that, but right. I feel like I have to talk to them a lot more.
Gotcha.
I'm talking to this team probably more than I have talked to any team in my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after wins, because I kind of feel like I'm behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess for a good reason.
Gibbons in the leadoff spot tonight. Is that something that we're going to
see? Yeah, we're going to try that. I want to get Newman back in the three hole, see how he feels in the three hole. I think he's been pressing in the one hole. So, and Gibbons led off for us last year sometimes.
Are there going to be two different lineups for the two games tomorrow?
No, I don't think so. There might be a couple changes, but I usually stay with a lineup that looks successful and looks like they're doing well.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.